Hey ladies, welcome to the Single Moms United podcast, where we cannot and dare not spell united without you. Not just the letter U, but Y-O-U. Hey, if this is your first time joining, welcome, welcome, welcome. And if you are a repeat listener, thank you. You already know from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate you being a return listener. I know my voice is probably not the best, but hopefully you're coming back because you're like, she's making some sense in some of the things she's saying. And yeah, I'd like to hear what she has to say. So I appreciate that. I appreciate that. So today I just want to talk a little bit about stress. We all know as a parent, as a single mom, there are days the stress is just absolutely overwhelming. Absolutely overwhelming. If it's not one thing, it's something else. And my goodness, next thing you know, it's like, you know what? I just need to go in the bathroom and cry or go in the closet and cry because it's just too much. Finances and the kids need this or that, and then you need this, you need that. You're trying to make it work, and it just seems like it's just not working. It's just not working. And trust me, ladies, as a single mom and as an older single mom, as I reflect back, boy, were there days when I was just like, oh my God, can the day be over already? It wasn't anybody's fault but mine, per se, right? You know, I really couldn't go back and blame the kids on different things that were going on as it relates to bills and so forth, because the decision as a single mom basically is on my shoulders, not theirs, mine. So the stress that I endured, much of it was adopted by me because I allowed it to overwhelm me. I allowed it to overwhelm me. Keywords, ladies, allowed it to overwhelm me. If we acknowledge that parenting is hard, you know, so when some of those obstacles and challenges come down our street, yeah, I knew there were going to be, or a day like this was going to come. And so now I'm just going to embrace it and deal with it. And we're going to move on. I'm not going to stress about it. It's here. Now let's see what we can do. Either I'm going to get it resolved or I'm not. Period. And if I don't, what happens if I don't? Does tomorrow not, you know, is it not going to come? No, tomorrow's still going to come. It's a new day, new beginning, fresh start. That's how I look at the next day. It's a fresh start. Part of what I want to talk about today is just being able to exhale. And it's a breathing technique. And the beauty of the internet and resources today, you know, we can look up different things about how to deal with stress. And as a single mom, as a single parent, we're going to encounter stress. And some days are going to be more stressful than others. But if we learn how to exhale before we go off on somebody, and hopefully it's not the kids, they may put you in a position where you just might have to clap back, get them straight, a manner that you're not generally doing as far as how you correct your child. You may raise your voice when you're stressed, you may raise your voice like, get away from me. Whereas if you're not so stressed, right? You're like, listen, baby, we got to talk about this later. Mama got something on her mind now, okay? If we learn how to build in breathing techniques, which will help control the stress of our lives, we will come out 10 steps ahead because now we're just not just, oh my God, what am I going to do? But we're breathing. Deep breath in, breath out. And if you do that three times, You're resetting your emotions. Just like any type of electronics you deal with and it goes berserk or it freezes or something like that, the manufacturer always tells you how to reset that system to go back to where it was before you were fiddling with it. So now, same thing with your body and your stress, right? Baby, that felt good. That felt good to me. Let me do that one more time. Ladies, reset your emotions. Don't let it get you down, whatever it is. Whoever it is, take this moment to reset your emotions by inhaling and exhaling. It's good for your soul because now it's going to help you better manage that stress that you're dealing with. So, hey, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. As you can see, it's brief and to the point. And if you enjoyed it, that's right. Go tell somebody else. There's other single moms out there that need that same support and encouragement to raise and be a good parent. You have a great day. I hope you have a fabulous remainder of the week, a superb remainder of the month. Take care, ladies.